technology has influenced warfare throughout the ages, and today is no different. And we're probably in one of the greatest shifts in the character of war, not the nature. Nature of war is all about politics, friction, uncertainty, et cetera, fear, violence. That's war, the nature of war. But the character of war changes very frequently. It changes largely driven by technology, but there's other reasons, societal reasons as well. But in today's day and age, it's changing very, very rapidly because of precision munitions, the ability of our sensors that are available to many, many countries, our ability to see and determine where people are, where things are throughout the world, and that which you can see, you can hit. The range at which we can engage is much, much longer today than it's ever been in human history. There's a wide variety of emerging technologies that are converging in time and space that are going to have significant military implication. Artificial intelligence is huge. Hypersonics, robotics, and there's a laundry list of about 20 or 30 additional emerging technologies. All of that is going to change the fundamental character of war, that which, how we fight, the weapons we fight with, the methods, the doctrines, et cetera. We're living through that right now. What is really the challenge for the United States and for other countries is who is going to adapt to that changing character the most, with the most speed, and who's going to have it about right. You're never going to get it perfect, but you got to get it right more than your adversary gets it right. And that's going to determine, in large respect, whether or not we prevail in some sort of conflict against our next adversary. There's a lot at stake here. And this budget, what it does is it lays the foundations. It doesn't create that future for us, but it does lay the foundation with research, development, science, technology, and a few other lines of effort that lead us into the future.